morning. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my clairvoyant, intuitive, multidimensional vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here for you during these accelerated times that are on this planet during this time to offer guidance and inspiration so we could get through these times a little bit better. These times are literally written in our DNA, so the more we get the information about it, the easier it'll be for you. This is what I love to do. This is what I'm called here to do on Earth, and so I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And you can ask any question that you want, but I do ask that you ask, stick it to one question and a detailed question, because then it allows me to get right in there and to answer your question, because we do have a lot of calls. And so the number that you can call is 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-928-2819. And before we go to the phone, I did want to talk about the jump start of your new year. So now that all the hustles and bustles are done with the holiday season, I like to remind people that are you feeling energetically fried? Are you feeling kind of hungover, not physically hungover, but energetically hungover with all the running around that we've done? And I like to give tips because I am the queen of energy maintenance. And why that's my theme song is because we are energy beings. And so as soon as we realize that we are energy beings, a lot of times we've heard that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And another word for that literally is that we are energy beings, electromagnetic beings having a human experience and choosing physical bodies here. And actually, David, he co-hosted with me a couple times on the when we guest hosted on the Dr. Pat Show. He was talking about a physicist that showed that won a Nobel Prize in 1987 for proving that we're 1/1,000,000,000th matter, guys. 1/1,000,000,000th matter. And so when you think that we're 1/1,000,000,000th matter, this guy won this whole Nobel Prize. And so what I was amazed at is that how information stopped there, or why doesn't more people talk about, okay, if we're 1/1,000,000,000th matter, and what else is out there? What else is, we are physical, I mean, energy bodies, and even though we can't see it, how important it is to recognize that energy component. So if you're feeling frazzled, the first thing to do, tip number one, is recognizing yourself as an energy being, as a spiritual being, have a human experience. And by not having some sort of energy maintenance program, it's literally like not having brushing your teeth and taking a shower daily. It makes a difference. It's like taking a shower. And I've had so many people email me, talk to me afterwards, call me, and say how thankful they were, because at first they were kind of doubtful that it would really make a difference if they put a simple bubble of light around them. And then they choose the color of light that they thought it kind of sounded airy-fairy, and they really didn't think it'd make a difference. But then they thought, what the heck, I have nothing to lose and everything to gain, why don't I try it? And then when they started trying it, they could not believe how much more energy they had, how much more resilience they had when something happened throughout the day, that they were able to pop back from it, that they felt they had more energy. And so they recognized it immediately. Within 2 to 3 days, they couldn't believe the energy that they felt. It was undeniable for them. So I challenge you to take up. We have this year is New Year's resolution time. So I really encourage you, challenge you, invite you to want to take care of yourself in your energy body, because it is it is what we are. It's our soul. It's another word for our soul. And so recognizing our soul is huge, because we are entering in this period of being the master with infinite possibilities. So a daily routine is so important. Again, a bubble of light around you. When you're in the shower, put a bubble of light, and then act like you're filling yourself up with caulking, and have the caulking be a different color a day. It doesn't have to be a certain color. If a color pops in your head, That's fine. That's what your body knows, right? It's what your body needs at that time. I also talk about when you're in the shower, using Epsom salts, and they give off an energy of a. They're very good for you. They're very. They create a negative ion, and we're DC people. So think of batteries or AC and DC, and we get bombarded with the AC energy as far as low EMFs. As far as think of a. power plants and even cell phones. They question if they can harm us. And so think of that. What they're questioning is that we are known to be DC energy people. So anything that has, when we're bombarded by AC energy, it really has an effect on us. So again, having a bubble of light around you will act like a shield with you. And so think of it just like a shield, that we're getting bombarded with energy all the time. And so what you're doing is you're creating a force field around you that allows all the wonderful energy to come in, and that energy that is negative or toxic it goes away from you, because there's a lot of cleansing going on right now as far as energetic cleansing, psychic debris that's going off in the earth. And so you want to put a bubble around you to have it go, not get drawn to your energy magnetically. So that's number one hint. Again, a daily exercise. Also, to consciously seed. We're seeding our field of potential. So when the guides call this year the master with infinite possibilities, I want you to visualize where that potential is. It's 2 feet right in front of you, just to really keep this simple, that when you're seeding it, it's just like putting seeds into a garden. And so that's your hopes, dreams, and desires are right out in front of you. They're not high in the sky. They're not up in heaven. It's literally right out in front of you. And that's why it's so important to have a clear energy field, because if we have a lot of static out in front of us, and the static is our thoughts, or static is our chaos, or drama, trauma, or even other people's drama stuff, that creates static within our field of potentials. And so then all of a sudden we don't, our desire seems like it's out of our reach. So it's really important for us to get used to, recognize, just understand, even touch, feel, imagine, visualize that field in front of you, the field of dreams, and really plant the dreams. Physically have your hands hold the ball, have you clearly visualize what you're creating in your energy field, and put it out like you're handing and planting that seed right in front of you. That would be a huge energy maintenance and boost up. And also really understanding number three is that you're writing your script here. And so when we understand that we are the masters of our own destiny here, that we're writing our script, if we are happy and we have full life, and we have our jobs that we love, we have money that we are making, relationships and personal and family are going fine, then you're writing a really pretty good script. So you could keep on expanding that, and the more you expand with that, the more you're attuning not on yourself, you're helping humanity taking up a step. If you're not having that happiness and it doesn't seem like flow is going your way, then realize that you can write a new script for yourself. You're the writer. So anything that you don't like, let's say that you're lacking in the money department, really look to see what your belief systems are about money. Do you feel like you're worthy of money? Look into your family history. Was there a family history of thinking that money is outside of ourselves, that you're not worthy of it, that it's a dog-eat-dog world, money is the root of all evil? All of those things would have a profound effect on our ability to be able to bring in money. So the more we recognize that and start looking at ourselves like that, what I think of it is it's a wonderful, it's actually so exciting, because we're writing our script here. We could have a new opportunity every single day and every single second, actually. Let's say you have an altercation with your boss, and then you walk away. You have a tool of taking a breath and clearing yourself and just breathing out and go, and breathing out the negative energy. You just realigned yourself, and then you're able to write a new script with, and so it will absolutely change that frequency out in that field of potential, that 2 feet right in front of you. And so it's, instead of having, there's a blinking of static in front of you, think of a blinking of peace, the blinking of harmony, money, relationship, and then like attracts like, that we magnetically attract that we put out there. So the more you have a daily routine and consciously seed your field of potential in front of you and learn that you're the writer of your own script, that's the 1, 2, 3. Daily routine, consciously see that field in front of you, and again, you're the writer of the script. If you don't like what you're writing, if you don't like what's happening in your money department, in your job department, relationships, then really sit back and look as the observer, and not judgment, just saying, where can I write a new script for myself? Where can I write in more money? Where can I write in more happiness? And really look at yourself as far as that. You have the ability to do that, because we are co-creators here. And then you start living a life beyond your wildest dreams. So when we come back from our break, we're going to the first break here. We are going to go to the phone lines, and you could reach me, Carrie O'Connor, at www.carrieo'connor.com. That's my website, and the email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And there's always new classes, new stuff going on at on the website, so it's great to see what's happening. We have a mediumship class coming up that we're very excited about, and also a 12 Steps to an Enlightenment teleclass that I'm very excited about, too. That's on February 29th, and so the teleclass doesn't matter where you are, and the mediumship class is in person, and it's in here in Connecticut, but things, all new things happening at the website. So that's CarrieO'Connor.com, and we're happy to be here at Dr. Pat's, co-hosting on Dr. Pat's show. So we'll be back after this break.
Do you need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. personaltrainingteam.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Have you seen the movie The Secret and heard what they say about the law of attraction?
Seen it. At my church, the Center for Spiritual Living, we teach it. It's no secret to us. Hey, join me Sunday. You can hear Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. She really has helped me create a life I never thought was possible.
I think I will. I've noticed big changes in your life since you've been going there. It sounds like a place for me. Where are they?
The Center for Spiritual Living is just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way. Three Sunday services. Go online at spiritualliving.org. The Center for Spiritual Living, honoring all paths to God.
We all want to optimize our assets to get the most out of life. Have you taken an inventory of your soul assets lately? Are you having the joyful experiences that are waiting for you? Harvest of the Heart offers a spa for your soul, a place where you can reconnect with your heart and make space in your life for joy. Kathy Baxter, intuitive counselor and energy healer, is waiting to hear from you when you are ready to let go of your old pain and discover your soul's purpose. If you want to optimize your life, visit harvestoftheheart.com or call 206-612-3011 for an appointment.
Are you tired of those negative thoughts and limiting beliefs? Are you feeling stuck and crusted over? Do you find yourself asking, is this all there is to life? Then it's time to do some crust busting. Move forward and feel the joy life holds for you. You know what crust is. It is all of those thoughts that stop you from living life full out. Dr. Pat Basile will be teaching crust busting at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Thursday evenings from January 31st through March 13th. Visit spiritualliving.org to register. You'll be introduced to Dr. Pat's approach to street smart spirituality. Visit spiritualliving.org to register or call 206-527-8801 for more information. And be sure to visit thedrpatshow.com for the latest guest schedule. Also, sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life all out.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, here as the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show on KKNW. And, Benny, I heard we have some callers, so why don't we go right to the line?
Sure, sounds like a plan, and let's bring on to start the morning off with Galadriel calling in from Anacortes, Washington.
Okay, Galadriel.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing much better, thank you. This New Year's blowing out some of the crust. my question is what's holding me back financially, my husband?
Okay. Financially with your husband, did you say?
Is he what's holding me back?
Okay, interesting. Because you know what, it was... when I first looked in, whenever anyone talks to me, I start seeing images even before when you just even call in, I start getting images. And so the first thing I was drawn to was your second chakra. And I was drawn to, which is sex, finances, creativity, money, and the one-on-one relationships. And I was also drawn to the back, to the right side of it. So that is men, males. But also I was drawn to the back past of it. So what that represents to me, and this is really important to understand, that you could be working through your financial things through your husband as far as how he can be holding you back. But it's another way to look at it is mm-hmm. where, because I'm seeing my face over your face. And so for many years, I had it that my husband held me back financially because I was part of our agreement when we had kids was that I was the housewife. That's what I really wanted to do. It was really important for me to be home with my kids and that he was in charge of all the money. And that was really cool with me because I don't really like to count them, not a money counter, and he was really good at it. And so that, to me, was like a blessing. And so there's something similar with you, because I'm not talking about me. When I see my picture, my face over your face, that means the picture, the same thing goes with you. What
okay.
you want to look at is that, again, it could be you could be playing out a dynamic with your husband, but it goes back to dad's side of the family, right? When I was talking earlier about how important it is to get to our themes, to look at our themes as far as the messages that we are given to, especially the way you're holding us on your right side. The right side is the energy we put out to the world, right? So you really want to look at the themes that came in on dad's side of the family, and even those subtle sides. When I looked at when I was reviewing my history, subtly, both my parents got that the money was the root of all evil. They were raised Catholic, and that was really part of the thing. And my grandmother really believed it and would voice it, that, you know, money changes people, blah, blah, blah. And so
right.
it really profoundly affected me on a subconscious level. And so this is you. So this is here. You're the writer of the new script. You're releasing ancient things. And so realize that, again, we could look at, because the most freeing thing for you will be when I looked at it and said that I'm playing this out with my husband, but it's really about me speaking up, being able to say, this is who I am, and that I am handing my power over to him, and it has, and that he's just an invitation for me to speak up, claim my self-worth, to do many, many things. Then it was when the whole dynamic shifted. So think of it as that way, because that's what I'm seeing, that the dads are giving you a look at your history and cut yourself free with that. I'm also seeing Archangel Michael with you. So Archangel Michael is about protection, cutting swords, and cutting past patterns. And so work with him, and it'll really help you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Bright blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too. Have a wonderful
Thanks.
New year. Great co-creating. And Benny, do we have somebody else on the line?
Yep, sounds good. Sorry about that. I had to turn off my mic and turn it back on so you could do your little shindig on the air there. Let's bring now Alita on. She's calling in from Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Okay. Hi,
Hello,
Alita. Carrie. How are you?
Happy New Year, darling.
Happy New Year to you. How can I help you today?
I was spending the time waiting, trying to come up with one question, and that's almost the theme. I've been breaking through lots of patterns and really going as deep as I can and going deeper to find those core patterns. I had a gift from Spirit in the form of a very old friend's father coming to me from the other side this Christmas, and I think I conveyed the message pretty well, and that opened up a pretty conscious medium-type experience for me, although it's been happening before a little less consciously. For years and years, I've known that I'm to step forward and give what I have to give. I don't know what form to give that visualizing because I'm not sure the form that I'm supposed to be giving it in. And that seems to be the stumbling block. I'm very, very open to the universe leading me and showing me. And I'd love to know if, and I'm thrilled about this thing that happened with the other side. It was really amazing love on so many levels and so multidimensional on his part, person who came through. Anything that you can see about that and about the best direction for me to focus in would be so deeply appreciated. I wish you weren't in Connecticut.
Okay. All right, I was first of all, it was very difficult for me to hear you, so it was, I really had to, really tap into the energy, but I mean, I got the whole gist of what you were saying. And so, think of as far as when I was getting, it was interesting when you were talking, I was getting pulled into your third chakra and watching it spin around, like, did you ever see the Romper Room, I See Mary, I See Susie, I See Betty, do you remember that show?
I unfortunately do not, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Nobody remembers that. Well, think of it. It was the closing of the show that it was like I see. And so when your third chakra, you're showing me that, that means to me that that goes down way, way, way down to the deep of the subconscious. And so what you're doing is you're, think of that, you're releasing in any direction, space, or time that had to do when you did any kind of mediumship or spiritual work that you could have been burned at the stake, hung on the cross, don't speak up, all of those kind of things. And I love the colors that I was saying, because when somebody pulls me way down like into a tube that are all these beautiful colors, that means to me that really ancient cellular release to me. So that's huge. So you experience the positive results of it at Christmas of being able to deliver the message. And so think of that, what I see on your right side, that you're sharpening a pen. So think of it as like a door opening up, I'm seeing horses, and actually work with horse medicine. Are you familiar with what it means to work with a medicine of an animal?
Oh, gosh, yes. Can you hear me?
All right. So think of that. Horses are coming in right now to work with you to as far as, especially over from now till April, to really guide you, to ground you. And when I see horses, what it represents to me is grounded, is to feel like you're, think of your hair going freely through the wind as you're galloping through the next, 208 you're going to absolutely love, and actually the next 4 years. So think of this as that you're the writer of a script. And then I see that the pen goes up to your third chakra, to your heart chakra, and I see a very sharp pen, like a pencil, as in ready to write your script in a different way and ready to go out. So think of the last 4 months, 4 years, that you've been releasing any kind of, again, subconscious or cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with people of going out into the world and not being afraid of being annihilated. And it sounds kind of, some people think, good gosh, I can't believe, I can understand I was burned at the stake as a witch. I understand that, but how can it affect me today? I read people all around the world, and it is a kind of a common theme. If you think about in Europe, there was 5 million people burned at the stake or drowned because when they stepped in their power. So here, again, what I'm seeing as far as that, that you're writing your script, and actually I would really encourage you to do automatic writing, because that's going to open up the avenues, because I see, again, this whole floodgate opening up, and then I see the horses at the gate, where I see that you have, it opens up several venues as far as where and how you want to take that. So the automatic writing will really help you, will help you ground with it, and then you'll feel like when I see you getting into as far as the next 4 months, that you, it's like a piece of cake for you. This is old hat. This is where you take it into the grounding it more, so how you want to deliver the message is will be you'll exercise that muscle. So like I'll deliver it just like a lot of different ways. Sometimes I'm drawn to past life, other times it's chakras, other times it's mediumship. And so that's what I'm seeing you're doing. You're exercising that muscle, so working with horse medicine. And again, you made that pivotal turning point as far as this December, and the energies of 208 is what you've been waiting for like your whole life, because of the energies of, think of it as cellularly, it lets you go free. The energies, think of it as like a crystal rain going on since January 1st, and that speaks to your soul that it's okay for you to go out on the stage more. And then again, you're choosing this automatic writing is going to help you tremendously, okay?
Very, very, very okay. Thank you,
very
darling.
Good. Wonderful. You
thank
have
you.
A wonderful, keep on writing.
Oh, okay. I was holding the pen before you even started talking to me, scribbling. Thank you.
Good for you. And good for you. That's what I thought. And you must like it very fine pens because, like my mother does, because I saw a fine one. Good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we will be taking more questions.
Benny, I'm going to buy a car this Saturday.
Oh, no, you can't do that then. I just looked at the Good Timing Guide, and there's a timeout that day.
What's the timeout?
Well, listen, every few days, there's an astrological period of time when anything you start has severe problems. You can get better results by not taking important actions right then and there. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300 to get your Good Timing Guide. Then you'll know when to act and when to wait.
This is Lauren Archer, president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, Washington State Chapter, inviting you to get a healthy start to your 2008 at the free Hypnotherapy Resource Forum, one day only, Saturday, January 12th, at Evergreen Hospital Medical Center in Kirkland. The Hypnotherapy Resource Forum is free. Reserve your seat at 425-899-3000 or get all the details online at nghwa.org.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Enjoy an evening with Greg Braden on January 23rd at Benaroya Hall in Seattle while he talks about the spontaneous healing of belief. Could the spontaneous healing of disease, living to advanced ages, and instant connection with everyone and everything be our true heritage in the universe? Join Greg Braden in this life-altering multimedia program for an evening of powerful, true life accounts and easy to understand science as he shows us that we are limited only by our beliefs. Don't miss this first event in the Five Evenings with Extraordinary People series. Join Greg Braden, author of The God Code and The Secret of Lost Form of Prayer, on January 23rd at 7 p.m. in Seattle. Visit thedrpatshow.com for ticket information, purchase the series, and get five events for the price of four. So visit thedrpatshow.com and click on Five Evenings with Extraordinary People.
Change your life. Have you been inspired by The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know, but now you need practical tools? Theta Healing gives you everything you need. Theta Healing workshops teach you simple yet powerful techniques to create an instant shift in your life and results that last. Join Deanna Laterzo for Theta Healing Basic in North Seattle, February 15th through the 17th. For more information, call 360-778-1190 or visit greenroomhealing.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
To the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'm here with you for another half hour, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and again, to reach me is, you could look me up at carrieoconnor.com, and that's the email address is union1111@yahoo.com, and Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right, sounds like plan there, and let's see who we got next on board. Let's bring on Rick from Rhode Island, or actually Hope Road, Rhode Island.
Hopefully.
Hello.
Rhode Island. Okay. Hi, Rick, how are you?
Good, how are you, Carrie?
I'm doing very well. How can I help you today?
Well, I was wondering if you had any reading or impression for me. I've had quite an eventful year, had to drop a lot of old behaviors and old perceptions, been very spiritually aware since I was a child, but wasn't able to make sense of it until I had this major shift. And now I've pretty much, my old life has pretty much dropped away. And amazingly, I'm fine with that. I feel very positive about it. I'm just wondering if you had any insights for me for the near future career. Okay. And overall, you know, what is of the highest good or the direction I should be going in.
Okay, right. Rick, what you're doing is what I see is almost like a Kundalini experience. Are you familiar with what they are?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened to me.
Okay, yep. So you had a Kundalini awakening and opening. And actually, it's interesting because what I'm seeing is that, like, what you when you said that you've been sensitive since you were a child, it's like that they've, think of your guides and your people have been prepping you for having this experience, but sometimes people have this, when they have this, it could really blow them open, like, amazingly, wide and, kind of can be unsettling because you have, had experience since you were younger, it didn't go to that extreme. So you had a solid foundation. So again, some people go, where they could almost appear manicky and so think of that. This is where I'm seeing the guys have coming in as far as doing the prep work. And also, it's interesting because when I'm not surprised that you didn't feel a lot of the drama or pain around it, because this is about stepping into our mastery. So this is huge. So this is a great thing. And especially, I say as a male, but it's not that females shouldn't be doing it, but the male energy of letting other men know that it's okay to break down, to step into outside of their, going outside of the box. And so what I'm seeing that this year of being the master of infinite possibilities, that again is right up your alley. And so, and actually I'm going back to your paternal grandfather's in spirit, correct?
Dad's
in spirit, Rick?
My paternal grandfather?
Yeah, your dad's in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, and did you not meet him? Because he's doing the sign of not nice to meet you, so when I see that, that means to me that he's crossed when you're a long time ago, and also that he comes in off from the corner or from the back, and so when I see that, it's like you might not expect to see him, you might not have been really close to him, he could have, again, been distant physically, mentally, emotionally, and or gone for a long time, but what he's coming in, and actually it's kind of fascinating, because he's pointing to the left part of, like the kidney and adrenal meridians, and so think of that when he doesn't mean you're going to have problems with that. It means that in the past, on the male side of the family, that there could have been a lot of men being run by the adrenals. So I call it the time to make the donut shuffle. So if there was a wanting or urging for getting a new job or doing some major shift, that they're that they could have stopped themselves because they would have got kind of held in the past, or think I have to stay in this job because of my family benefits,
right.
All the other stuff. And so the grandfather
is giving
me.
So it's been a matter of it doesn't feel right, so I have to find what feels right. And
Exactly. And so that's where you're ahead of your generational pattern. Like, you're ahead of the parents, right? And ahead of that, you're a family generational pattern breaker.
Yeah.
Right, do you see that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And
do
so
you
think
get
of
anything
when,
on, you know, since I've had this experience, you know, people seem to be aware, and they're creating dialogues with me, and now I have people calling me, so I'm some sort of reluctant guide or healer at this point, and that's another issue I'm working on.
Okay, all right. Why the grandfather was pointing to the left back of the meridians of the adrenals and the kidneys is that you're going to be further, think that the left represents the past, it's also the feminine side, and also you're stepping into that natural teacher, helper, healer mode. It's like that goes back down to the child that has been prepped from this from the beginning. So think of that, the reluctant healer, as especially when you step into April and May, that there's going to be less reluctance. It's going to be fish in water, that you've been prepped for this your whole life. It's like huge ahas, or you're already having them of why you even have had the experiences that you've had. And so when they're pointing to the back path of the, I would even when you're watching TV or laying down at night before you go to bed, I would literally touch, have have my hands go into doing circles around my whole stomach and abdomen area, because you're releasing ancient things that have to go back to the kidney meridian and bladder meridian, and that's going to help you release any residual energy that has to do with the reluctance of going out there as a teacher, helper, healer, okay? And also I'm seeing that as far as the next 4 to 5 months, and even going to the next 4 to 5 years, it's like build it and they will come. So you're going to kind of follow the leader is what I'm hearing, and you're the leader. So you're the leader, but you're also the follower, and so you're encouraging people to become their own leader and acting like a tuning fork, and that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing right now, attuning people to step into their own mastery. And so that's where, think of that, literally helping your, touching your abdomen is going to get rid of the residual energies that could be the reluctant part. It's going to help you take off. And again, I'm seeing you you're already being guided, but I see you being, you're expansive. Do you already have websites set up and also doing teleclasses and that kind of thing? And if not, that's what I see. That's going to be the next line of, natural line of expansion, and it's going to seem to come easy, because that's the way that goes back down to the child with the solid foundation. Okay, so just keep on saying yes, and you'll notice that I keep on seeing you in May, looking back at all of this, May of 2008, laughing and saying, oh my God, like I totally get it. And not having any kind of residual, like, what is your reluctance?
Oh, it's just... all of these experiences, I can follow the thread now during my meditations throughout my whole life, and I see the connection in everything. Yep. It's just a matter of me, I think it's the responsibility of being responsible for others, and that's why I've dipped my toes into the water and tried to find my way. I have like a multitude of modalities that I seem to be able to do naturally with no training at all.
Right. Think of, that's why they kept they're encouraging you to, especially putting the hands on the bladder, because it's getting rid of ancient energy in the bladder. Bladder represents to me pain, tear, grief, like ancient grief, and even again been around end times. And so now your body is showing people beginning times. And so think of that, that as you're expanding your energy field, you're attuning people to act like a tuning fork. And so this is a wonderful thing. And
that's what I've been feeling, is that just for people's, they attune themselves to my frequency, and then things drop away for them.
Right, exactly, exactly.
I have a question, and it just flashed in my head. So for about 3 months, during the summer of 2007, I had orbs coming in and out of my body while I was sleeping every night. Mm-hmm. So that was an attunement, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think of that... when I'm seeing that, actually, you should pay attention. Actually, I was just talking about this to somebody the other day, that it's going to be fascinating to watch our pictures over the next 18 months as far as our physical pictures, because we're becoming more in spirit. Our physical bodies are becoming lighter, so the orbs are becoming crazy around people's energy field. So think of that absolutely was attunement for you. So when we become aligned, divinely aligned, think of, simply put, behind us we are... it has the frequency of all those incarnations when we held our mastery. And so knowing some modality naturally is that's part of being a master. Think of the shamans that come out of the there's stories that are all over everywhere. They come, but the shamans come out of the woods from New Zealand, and they learn English without any kind of accent in 3 weeks, because they open their energy field to the unified field that knows everything. And so they know how to work with the creative and creative energy. So that's what you're doing. You're opening up your energy field, and it's like, of course, that everything that has ever been out there is we can turn into or tune into, right? So this is where we're attuning to, right? And so when we're directing and commanding our energy to attune to the highest and best, and that we are claiming that we come from the lineage of the miracle workers, and that that you can do this too and more is part of our lineage, and that's what we're claiming, then that reminds people of saying, oh my gosh, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna has said that to everybody, that you could do this to a more, and we want to claim that, that's exactly where we come from, that it doesn't have to do with any suffering. So then we get a whole new deck of cards. So this is a whole period where we're waking up, so the more people that are holding that frequency, like you are, the more that we're attuning the whole, the rest, the people that, for whatever reason, might not be. So the more you expand with us, the more that, like, the next step, the thread of life, that it'll be clearly seen from, seen to you. And again, you will act like a tuning fork for people, and that's the best thing that we could do, because that's actually what we came down here to do.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That'd be
good.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. And keep on glowing and keep on growing. So we're going to go back to our last break of the day, and we'll come back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, guest hosting from the Dr. Pat Show here at KKNW.
The Fair Trade Certified logo on a label offers consumers a simple way to know that the product was produced in a responsible manner. It's your guarantee that there was a fair and responsible exchange of labor for a fair wage. Buying only fairly traded products is a socially responsible, enlightened message you send, saying you vote for a win-win for everyone on this planet. This message has been brought to you by Equal Exchange. For more information, visit equalexchange.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our maximized living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet. Aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Would you like to receive a weekly email telling you about personal growth events and resources in the Puget Sound region? This service is now available, compliments of New Spirit Journal, the locally owned and operated newspaper that brings you a wealth of inspirational information every month. Go to NewSpiritJournal.com and click on Earl. That's events and resource listings, but you can call it Earl. New Spirit Journal has been providing inspirational news and information for almost 3 years. Visit NewSpiritJournal.com.
The Fair Trade Certified logo on a label offers consumers a simple way to know that the product was produced in a responsible manner. It's your guarantee that there was a fair and responsible exchange of labor for a fair wage. Buying only fairly traded products is a socially responsible, enlightened message you send, saying you vote for a win-win for everyone on this planet. This message brought to you by Cafe Ladro. Visit CafeLadro.com. That's CafeLadro.com.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, let's go take some more calls.
Okay, let's run off now. Jared from Kent, Washington, has been waiting so patiently for over half an hour. So, Jared, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Jared, how are you?
Hi, hanging in there. I just came out of a hellish year as far as emotionally, spiritually, physically, and I'm just wondering, what do you see? What insight do you have?
Wondering, can you repeat that a little bit more, Jer?
I just that came out of a hellish year, emotionally and spiritually and financially, and I'm just wondering, what insight do you have for me?
Okay.
If you see anything.
Okay. You know, Jared, what I have seen consistently, think of this, that the last 3 years has been, and this, the year 2007 has been the topper, the kicker off of, and I'm reading this and hearing this around the world. And so not to have it as misery makes company, but just realize that you're in a lot of company where people have felt so much this year in particular, as physically, mentally, financially, like through the ringer this year. And what I look at it energetically is, think of it as we're ending a 3-year soul retrieval. So think of it as Roto-Rooter, getting down to the nitty-gritty, ancient cellular release. And when I'm saying this, I am really, the guides are saying this, this is real time, this is really going on. And think of it as really Roto-Rooter, going like a brush going up and down our energy fields throughout the chakras and clearing stuff up that is so old. And think of it that as, well, there is a part that we're all pieces of God, and so God has never been, there's no time, so we've never been born, we'll never end. So that eternity part of us, there's a lot of to think of it, a lot to be cleansed, in a sense where we're stepping into this empowerment, writing our own script more than we ever have in any incarnation. And so this is wonderful stuff, but also I absolutely recognize, as in other channels around the world are seeing, where people are feeling soul tired and just really feeling like at their wit's end, and are they going to get a break? And so this is where, when I was seeing the crystal energy like a rain, I started seeing that as far as a couple days before 208. And so think of that crystalline rain is helping us. You are going to get a break. Think of this year is the whole 3 years of us expansion. So think of the last 3 years of us doing inner work, and then now you're going out and expand, like think of angel wings expanding and showing your heart's desires. And so the more that we've done work on ourselves, the more we've cleared stuff out, the more we're going to be able to make manifest. I've seen Jesus say, Jesus himself saying, the meek shall inherit the earth this year and the next 18 months, meaning that not meek as in little old me, meek as in those that have been getting down to doing nitty-gritty, promise down to our knees of just clearing stuff off, that we're going to see it manifest in the physical world. And so when we want to think about that, we clear off in layers. So we clear off the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and we're getting down to this year, past year in particular, was the physical body of releasing stuff. So when you think of it like that, we have done a miraculous releasing and clearing, considering that how old we are, in a sense that we've been around for eons. So think of that, Jared, that you're going to love the energies of 208. And it's really important, like what I was talking before, as far as having energy maintenance, especially because you're very empathic. You're like, when I'm looking at your right side of your energy field, it's like you've been through the battle, like a battlefield. And so this is where it is so important for you to have daily maintenance of, again, putting yourself around a bubble of light. I have free energy exercises. I also have a tape for very inexpensive, $12, that rewires your whole energy field that you can listen to when you're sleeping. Anything that you can do to make sure you get on a good habit is going to be really help you as far as with next year. So think of it as being able to put, it's like part of your the body wants to hold, again, cellular post-traumatic stress. You're getting rid of that. And again, it's really important for us to ground it and really start writing. Use your pen as far as writing what you want, as far as your heart's desires, and do it in the real time, like it's happening now. And when your head wants to pull you away from your saying that can't happen, or the brass ring is outside of you, you want to really, I'll stamp my foot. And this is a practice. We really are
we're training our body to pull ourselves back to write our own script. So really get into that 1, 2, 3, what I was talking about, a daily practice. Realize that we're planting the seeds that are right in front of us. They're not high in the sky. They're literally right in front of us. And to realize that when we don't write like what we're writing, then we could stop that second and rewrite, get a new piece of paper out, and write more love, more joy, more happiness. And that you're really at a breakthrough point right now, Jared, and this is where it's like the you're getting out like what it feels like a black cloud or a gray umbrella, okay?
Okay.
All right. Keep up the good work. All right,
thank you.
I know it's not easy, but you're over it, all right?
So things will start manifesting for me, things
Excuse
that I
me?
Desire?
Excuse me?
Things will start manifesting for me
absolutely,
this year?
Absolutely. So this is where you want to be proactive. And so reactive is when our body shrinks up because of the stuff that has been happening to us. And then when we're reactive, then it causes static around how we manifest. You want to be proactive. So that's where, again, diligent about putting a bubble around, a light around you, having real, when you feel yourself contracting, going off base, becoming unaligned, you'll feel it. You'll feel our body will feel it. We'll feel sad. We'll feel blue. We'll feel irritated. We'll feel great, like crabby or whatever. We just got out of alignment, and it's how fast we get ourselves back in alignment. That's the game here. It's how fast we get back ourselves on the horse. And the more we do it, we literally create neural pathways in our brain, in our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. And so it's not that we're not going to get hit off the horse every once in a while. It's how fast we get ourselves back on, and that takes the practice. So absolutely, be diligent with the practice to have this stand behind, and absolutely, you're writing your own script, and so you're saying and claiming, I'm writing a script here, and I'm not going for my past. My past does not define me, and I'm writing a new script, and I'm writing it more joy, more peace, more happiness. And whenever your head wants to say, no, it's not, then you want to really challenge yourself to saying, what part of your head is saying it? It's your ego that wants to edge out God, okay?
Right, okay.
All right.
All right, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jared.
All right. Do we have time for one more, you think? Or?
Yes, we do.
All right. Let's bring on the patiently waiting Julia from Maryland.
Hi.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can I help you today?
I'm calling to see what you see as far as me having a personal awakening. Like
a personal
the caller
awakening?
Earlier. Yeah, like the caller earlier said he had a Kundalini experience and that type of thing. Something that I can know it and feel it.
That you can know it and feel it. Okay, Julie, what your primary way you take in energy is that you're a real clear cognitive, which is a clear knower, and also a feeler. And when somebody's first number of thing is clear knowing, it's like we're a see it, believe it society. So pay attention to those subtle things, because a lot of times when we hear about Kundalini experiences, we think, wow, they're big and they're the big fireworks and they're all this really expansive stuff. And sometimes that could be, but the way we're wired is like a clear knowing way. We might not get all the bells and whistles, but it still can happen, okay? And so I want you to keep on it. I as in your guides, I as in your paternal grandmother, I as in your great-grandmother on mom's side is helping you there, too. Also, they want to recognize Rita, and I don't know why they're showing me Rita Hayward, but take those names across. So say that this is here for you, too. They also want to recognize some birthday in April. And so keep up the work. Claim that you are the master. You are having the experience. And understand that people take it, experience it in different ways, and that there's not a right or wrong way. We are all masters waking up. And so the more we claim it, and even if we were to fake it till we make it, that's what we're doing. We're stepping into claiming our birthright. And so that's right there. That is your truth. And so you're plugging into that. You have the wake up now. And the more you do that, the more you're training your brain and your body to realize that, okay?
Okay.
It's right in front of you, right?
Okay. So just claim it now. I mean, do you see like
absolutely. The more you claim it now, the more it's going to go through your spiritual body, your mental body, your emotional body, and then by May, you're going to be in your driver's seat and feeling very comfortable with it and saying, well, of course, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
So well,
really
thank you
diligent
very...
now to May. Put the metal, it's metal to the pedal. This is being proactive, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Very good, Julia. And we're at the top of the hour, and if you'd like to contact me for a private reading or about a workshop, my number is 860-887-1110. 1201, and please visit my website at www.carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience today, and please join me every Monday morning here on Alternative Talk Radio, WKKNW, for another hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show, guest hosting with the Dr. Pat Show.